This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado leaders are reacting to the latest indictment against former President Donald Trump. This one relates to the January 6th insurrection. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow was in the House chamber when rioters broke into the U.S. Capitol. He says nobody is above the law, including a former president. He also said everyone is entitled to due process. He added Republicans and Democrats have a responsibility to look hard at what happened that day to ensure it never happens again. Congresswoman Diana Gett was a January 6th impeachment manager. She said Trump incited a deadly insurrection to try to remain in power. Meanwhile, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert called the indictment, quote, politically motivated. And speaking of Lauren Boebert, the mayor of Grand Junction has formally launched her bid for the Democratic nomination to try to unseat the Republican congresswoman. CPR's Benta Berkland reports Colorado's 3rd congressional district was one of the most competitive races in the country last election cycle.
Anna Stout is throwing her hat into the ring, even though Democrat Adam Frisch of Aspen, who narrowly lost to Boebert, has already raised millions of dollars. Stout says her campaign won't focus on him.
I think we all in this district right now have one goal, and that's to change our representation in Congress. I don't think that we have any other focus than that.
Republicans say the Democratic primary will leave the eventual nominee broke and bruised. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver area youth will be able to ride RTD for free come September. They'll be able to ride buses or the light rail to school, the mall, work, and just about everywhere they go. The free fares for youth 19 and younger will start after RTD's summer free fares for everyone finishes. Come find more at CPR.org.